relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you for joining us on America First with our very special guest host, former U.S. Navy SEAL, FBI agent, and U.S. Air Marshal, Jonathan Gilliam.
This is Jonathan Gilliam. Don't forget, Sebastian also worked in a grocery store when I was in high school. And that's one of the things. I had two, three jobs while I was a senior in high school. I'm sure that my next guest... Yes, listen, folks, when I come on the show, I stack it heavy with the same people I'd be going through a door with if I was back in the SEAL teams. So not only do we have Navy SEAL Drago, who had this amazing career, my other friend, Derek Van Orden, who you may have seen in the movie. Why is the name of the movie? Derek, help me out. Why is the name of the movie? Just jumped right out of my head.
Act of Valor.
That's it.
Yeah, and I finished a couple more too, Jonathan.
Really?
Surviving the Wild, that's with Jonathan Voight, John Voight. And
wow.
I just did Running with the Devil. That was written and directed by our fellow Navy SEAL, Jason Gabel. That's got Barry Pepper and Lawrence Fishburne and Nick Cage in it. That's a good one.
Man, let me tell you something. Hollywood has no idea what they're in store for if they keep putting SEALs in Hollywood.
I know. Man. The first mistake is they taught us how to read.
Exactly.
We've just become double trouble now.
Yeah, it's going to take at least two or three of SEALs that get into Hollywood where they actually, you know, physically punch somebody that they get mad at. And then they're going to be like, they're either not going to employ him anymore or they're going to be like, okay, he's on set. Don't say anything that's going to make him angry. So, hey, listen, you heard the last caller that called in that said he was from Germany. What's your feelings about that? I know Michael's not on the line now to defend himself. We had to go real quick, but I found that a little odd. And you actually were in Germany. I wasn't.
Right. We lived there for 3 years. And the things that he's saying about healthcare, you know what? We've had some kids that had to have orthopedic surgery over there. And we had private insurance. And everyone who didn't have private insurance was stacked up in a waiting room like sardines in a can. And because we had private insurance, we were able to see the director. As a matter of fact, we were obligated to see the director. And if they could not provide the director of the particular unit, in our case, it was orthopedics, we had to sign a letter waiving our right to see the director. What he didn't mention is that if they had made a certain amount of money in Germany, that they would be forced to buy private insurance and they'd still be paying into the public system. So there's a lot of stuff that that guy, I'm sure he's a great American, but a lot of stuff that he didn't mention or maybe he was even unaware of, although he had been or he is married to a German woman. But that's our experience was a little bit different having lived there for 3 years.
Yeah, what I find very interesting about, and again, he's not alive, so he can't defend himself, but you know, these Bernie bros and these people that support Bernie, first of all, according, and I think we all saw with Mike Scalia, they can be very violent. One of the guys who was in charge of Bernie's campaign was saying, you know, talking about threats of violence. But they're also very cunning, and that, like most socialists, they'll lie to get people convinced that what they believe is the truth. And I'm sure you saw, for the time that you were in Germany, you saw similar lies coming from the government about the reality of how great things were.
Yes. One thing that folks fail to understand, and don't get me wrong about my, our English brothers, you know, we do have a special relationship with them, is the reason that all there's all the movies are about princes and princesses, it's because your chances of moving vertically economically in that society and in Germany are near zero. And I'll give you an example. When our friend in Germany, we still have very good friends there, when their mother died, she passed down to them a bicycle and leather gloves. And the objects that we think are just commonplace in America, things that we really are disposable at some point, to them, they hold on to them longer because their ability to earn wealth and then to accumulate wealth intergenerationally is not what takes place in America. And people just don't understand that.
Wow. Yeah. I remember talking to my roommate in college and he was from Italy and he said, you have no idea. Cause I was talking about taxes. Of course I was in college then, so my tax bracket was very low, but he said, can't even imagine in Italy, if you want to get a radio for your car that you buy, you want to get an aftermarket radio, you have to pay like $3,000 or $5,000 worth of taxes just to do that.
For the radio. It's amazing. Yeah. Hey, listen to this, man. You know how much is a quart of oil out there? $2.50, $3, something like that?
Yeah.
In 2020? We were there in 2012. It cost $16 for an equivalent. It was euro at the time, but $16 for a single quart of motor oil at a gas station.
Wow.
So you tell me that Americans are ready for that, because that's what you're going to get. They're going to do the value added tax that these socialists get in. That's going to be 27% or 17 to 27% on your purchases, everyday purchases. All of that money is going to be piled on in taxes. And no one has taken the time to read the small print in socialism. They're just happy because Bernie's up there waving his fingers around saying everything is going to be apple pie and blue skies. And it's just not. That's just a lie. It is a lie.
You know, it's interesting because when we look at what they propose, for instance, with healthcare, you know, they always talk about they're going to take the money from you and then they're going to give you stuff. Like they kind of say it like this. We're going to give you everybody health insurance. Everybody, it's a universal right. We're going to tax you a lot more, but we need to give you medicine. You know, see, that's the way they say it. And I don't think people understand the reality of how much they're going to be taxed. But what you never hear from any of these people is that the government will give back, right? In other words, like, if the government had some kind of program where, there's a lot of doctors out there and there's a lot of hospitals. And if they gave them tax breaks so that they could give a certain percentage of people either reduced or walk-ins where they're treated. Dentists, for instance, if they give away a certain amount of free cleanings a year, then they can, they get a huge tax break. You never hear any of these people talking about let the government give you something. Never.
Well, Jonathan, the government does not produce anything. The government can provide security, and they can provide an environment where people have the ability to prosper through the sweat of their own brow. That's what the government provides. But when it's always fascinating to me to think that people say it's greed for me to want to accumulate wealth for myself and my family, but it's not greedy for other people who are not working as hard as I am to take my money from me.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. I don't understand that. If I'm willing to work really hard for money, as are a bunch of people in America, Why is that greedy when someone doing nothing and receiving the benefits of my work? Why is that not greed? They flipped the narrative. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I thought it was very interesting in this debate that happened with the Democrats how it was a bunch of millionaires pouncing on a billionaire. And then today, Elizabeth Warren, you know, who said she would never take money from super PACs, that you shouldn't take it and she will never do it. And now today, even though it says on her website she would never do it, today she announced that she's going to take money from a super PAC.
Yes, and Elizabeth Warren made her initial money in real estate by taking advantage of people that foreclosed on their homes because they couldn't afford them. So where is the altruism there? That woman isn't the craziest one in the Democrat field right now, but she is in the running for sure. We talk about the hypocrisy of these folks, a bunch of millionaires yelling at people and telling everybody how bad millionaires are. That's just ludicrous.
That is crazy. We got 1 minute. I'm going to hold you over if you can stay over for another segment. But I think it's very interesting. You said she's not the craziest, but I will say that many of the people up there, especially ones that are in Congress, they've done criminal behaviors that you and I put in jail. Insider trading, you know, where they get knowledge of certain things. They sit in briefs that are closed doors, and then they go out and they do these deals. We'd go to jail for that stuff. They don't. And Elizabeth Warren is one of the biggest, you know, criminals up there, not only in Congress, but lying to get into school and saying she's a minority when she's not. It's crazy. But stay tuned. Stay right there, Derek. We're going to come back. Derek Van Orden, Navy SEAL. He's going to talk some more about his world travels and all these things. And then go check out my podcast, The Experts. We'll be right back.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And this is Jonathan Gillum in for my good buddy Sebastian Gorka. And I love this song. I mean, this is like the Apollo 13 soundtrack. I know it is. I know because I used to work out to that. Believe it or not, I love the music in this. Back joining me now is Derek Van Orden. Navy SEAL extraordinaire, and I guess law student. Should we say that now? Law student?
Yep. It's out. The secret's out. You bet. I'm in my second semester of law school. It's very interesting. And I'm going to say something that's really controversial that probably most of your audience disagrees with, but I have a lot more respect for attorneys now. Because
of course you do, because you've been indoctrinated.
I have.
Actually, I would love to have a law degree. It's one of the things I in my life plan, one of the things that I toyed with putting down there and doing that. But I don't know. We'll see if it's necessary, I guess. I wanted to ask you, though, speaking of law degrees, you were in the same Buds class as Drago, who we had on earlier. But for people that don't know, Buds is basic underwater demolition SEAL training. And it is really a major beatdown that lasts, I don't know, between 6 and 10 months, depending on how your ride was when you were there. And what was it like? Okay, first of all, could you understand Drago back then, or was his English, was it worse or the same?
It's improved a bit, but the thing about Drago is that he is so incredibly intelligent.
Yeah.
And once you start listening to him, I have an ear for languages. I speak a couple of years ago, including Serbo-Croatian. But so I didn't really have an issue with his accent. But what is fascinating is to listen to him. And when he conveys experiences from living under communist Poland, if that doesn't make you listen, nothing will.
Yeah.
So I just love – we've been friends for, I mean, it's 30-some years now.
And it's a fascinating story. Did you know the story after you got to know him at Buds? Did you realize who he was and what he'd been through?
We actually talked about it, and that made me respect him even more. I mean, don't get me wrong. That dude's harder than woodpecker lips to begin with. And then – to hear about, the stuff
I gotta write that down.
And how
go ahead.
The stuff that he struggled with to get to America, just, I mean, it makes you so proud of this country when you realize that these people do, I mean, they're risking their lives every day. Even as we're talking here, Jonathan, there are people risking their lives to go to America. They're not fleeing towards socialism. They're not fleeing towards communism. They're fleeing towards America, which is freedom. You know what I mean? There's a one-way raft ride from Cuba. I don't know how many people slip out of Miami in a raft made of inner tubes and old Chevy trucks to get to Havana.
Right.
There's a reason for that.
You know, it's very interesting that you say this, because all these people that are so upset because of the migrants, and by the way, these people that are making their way to the United States in 2 weeks from Honduras, they didn't do that without organized help, first of all. I worked down there. You know, that was my big SEAL career, was in Central South America doing FID missions. Yeah. And those people don't make it across the border. They don't have anything. They don't have any money. They don't have nothing. So it's not like you could get 10,000 of them together and organized, and then somehow they come up with enough money for buses and stuff to get them to the border. That was all organized. But what's interesting is that the same people that helped them get here are the same ones that are preaching that the kind of government that they have there is what we should have here.
Right.
Mind blown.
Right. It's the facts are incongruent with reality. And I have to tell you, Matt, I'm progressively more disappointed in the Democrat Party. The way that, you know, Bernie Sanders is a communist. Crazy Bernie is a communist. And just by the fact that these people are standing on a stage with them over and over and over again and not calling them out, it speaks to these people's inability to either recognize reality or trying to put popularity over political success or over the political realities that is socialism. So I'm super disappointed. And that includes the former president or vice president of the United States. I mean, look at these people. Those are the power players in the Democrat Party, and none of them are coming out and saying, look, this is just wrong.
Well, I think we're past that. I think we're way, way past that. And I think the reality is now, and I wrote an op-ed, believe it or not, last year. I could not get it published when the squad was saying and doing all this stuff. And the reality is here, Derek, is that Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, these types of people, they didn't want to move to the left this fast. They're leftists. There's no doubt about it. But they believe in the slow movement and the slow progression. And that's how they kept their power. Once they get into power, is they moved slowly to the left. Well, these new people came in, except for Bernie. He's been around, you know, on the government dole for his whole life. But they come in. And they start moving things as rapidly to the left as they can. So guys like Biden are caught off guard. Nancy Pelosi is caught off guard. But the rest of these people that are running for president, they are moving as fast to the left as they can, and they don't care.
Right. Which shows a distinct and clear, irrefutable lack of leadership from the Democrat Party.
Well,
it doesn't matter. I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I think it also shows that they actually are socialist. They just haven't outwardly admitted it. And I think that's the tragedy here, is that there is no Democrat Party, regardless of what people call themselves, liberals or Democrats, that are in the country. They have no party. You may be liberal, but you have no party, because the Democrat Party is the party of the socialist left.
And I no longer refer to them as progressives. I refer to them as leftists. And that's a factual statement. And it is disappointing. We're better than that as Americans. We are. And we've got some outstanding leadership in the White House now. I've just been so impressed with President Trump and how he's handled himself. This, you know, having a rigid spine where he stands up for what's right and what's wrong. And he's a truth teller in office. And it's fantastic to see that coming out of D.C. It's very pleasant from my perspective.
What do you think? I got about a minute left. What do you think, if you had to grade him, not bad, because I don't think you can say anything bad about this president, because no one else could have lived in this fishbowl like he has for 3 years. But what do you think? What do you think are the greatest qualities that he has? You got about a minute.
Well, as far as the president, the guy came out and he ran for office and he said, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D when I get into office. And he's the only president in the modern history of the United States, maybe in our entire history, who has gotten into office and done A, B, C, D. Just amazing. He made campaign promises and he's actually keeping them, which is freaking out the rest of the politicians. They're not used to that. They're used to just saying stuff so they can get into office and then doing whatever the heck they want. And this guy doesn't do that. He is telling the truth about what he told the truth about what he wanted to do, and now he's actually executing. It's refreshing. And I don't understand how people could not possibly recognize that and go, holy smokes. This guy is doing the deed.
I got about 15 seconds, brother. I'm going to let you go, and I just want to say this. If you haven't considered it, you should run for Congress. I could see you in Congress, law degree or not. God bless you, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you for your service. We'll be right back.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream.
This is John of the Gallo filling in for my good buddy Sebastian Gorka, who actually is out because he had to have surgery on his knee. And I want to talk about the coronavirus. So I brought in my doctor, who I always like to play this song for those of you that have watched the movie Fletch. Dr. Michael Lucarini, that's Dr. Mike in Arizona. Doctor, thank you for being with us. We not only cherish your information, but we reflect on you every time we hear this song.
Jonathan, thank you for having me here, and I look forward to hearing that song, and sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night singing that song.
You should just make that your ringer. Let's be honest. That should be your ringer.
That's true.
Listen, I want to ask you. Okay, we can turn the river down. I don't know if people get this. You got to watch Fletch, the movie, and then you'll get it. So, what's the latest with the coronavirus? Because it's not being, you're not hearing as much about it right now.
That's right. It has dropped off a little bit in the last 2 weeks, but it still is a very active threat for infection. And certainly in Southeast Asia and throughout China now, the number of infected persons continues to rise above 76,000, making it still a threat not only within China, but throughout the world. In the United States has a good hold on the number of cases potentially coming into the country. So that's a good thing, but it still remains a substantial threat and will be a threat for the coming months, all the way up through, I suspect, September, October, November.
Now, what is it about September, October? What is it that determines the lifespan of these viruses?
The coronavirus is a unique virus within the category of beta coronavirus, similar to SARS and MERS, Jonathan. And that particular virus is fastidious, and that's one of those SAT words that we use in healthcare that makes it essentially a persistent threat, a potential threat. When it emerges, it spreads remarkably fast. And when it gets human-to-human contact, it can quickly spread throughout all borders. It is spread through large droplet transmission, meaning that once a person with coronavirus in the lungs coughs openly, that virus can suspend in droplets for minutes on end. And anyone who walks through that cloud of particles can then take the virus in, and it continues to spread within the body. So it's highly contagious. And when it gets to a certain critical mass of individuals, 2,000 within a community, it is virtually impossible to stop. And then when you get that certain part of the year where respiratory illnesses tend to spread. In the fall, in the September, October, November region, we start to see substantial illness in the community, and that's the primary reason that we worry. We usually get a break in the summertime from the respiratory virus, but with these viri, we can see them all year long.
So there's a company in Houston that's saying that they've created a coronavirus vaccine. Have you heard this?
I have. As a matter of fact, there are two companies that are working in parallel to create a vaccine to prevent coronavirus infection and spread. Now, there was one of the companies, I'm not sure if it's one in Houston, if it's in Texas, that suggested that within months of having a sample of the coronavirus from which to generate a vaccine, they were ready to go. The problem with it is that, one, it takes time in order to get that immunization passed through the FDA. It takes quite some time. You can expedite it, and in this case, it should be expedited. But two, it also takes time to generate. It takes many months to actually produce enough of that vaccine to make it both available and effective to spread to those areas where the outbreak is most damaging.
So I got about 30 seconds. Do you think we're close to getting a vaccine for it where everybody can have it?
We are as close now as we've ever been for any other vaccine. But I don't think, Jonathan, we're going to be ready for that vaccine until 2021. I just don't think we'll have it in time.
Hey, one other really important thing as we go out to Moon River, there's a tiny, highly sensitive snail species named now after Greta Thunberg. I thought you might find that that's interesting. I don't think it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I just saw the headline.
I'm going to have to look at it. I don't know anything about it.
Hey, one quick, good or bad, socialized medicine?
Terrible. Can I put that on the other end of bad? Terrible. Yeah.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Not going to work.
Thank you very much for all you do. We'll have you back on, and I'm going to have you on my podcast real soon.
Jonathan, it's my privilege. Thanks so much.
You got it, buddy. Be safe out there in Arizona. Dr. Michael Lucarini, look him up, Dr. Mike in Arizona. He's on Twitter, Facebook, everything. You can find him. And I'll give you his Twitter stuff here in just a minute. Go check out my podcast, The Experts, and get my book, Sheep No More, The Art of Awareness and Attack Survival. We'll be right back.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words.
I want to talk to you about a movie playing in theaters that I'm urging all of you to go to see, because it isn't just a terrific film. It's an important film about a man that all of us admire, Justice Clarence Thomas. The movie features Thomas himself talking about his uniquely American journey, one that begins in crushing poverty in the segregated South and ends with Thomas confronting Senate Democrats in a confirmation battle that would test his and the nation's soul. The movie is filled with dramatic turns and confessions of the heart as Thomas tells the story of his childhood and the larger-than-life grandfather who helped raise him. We witness a remarkable philosophical and spiritual journey as well. Thomas walks us through his early ambitions in the seminary, his radical turn leftwards, one filled with anger and rage, and his return to faith. The movie is called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, and conservatives everywhere need to see it. It will make you angry and make you laugh, think, and cry. For theater locations, showtimes, and tickets, go to JusticeThomasMovie.com. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com. JusticeThomasMovie.com. Well, folks, I am going to go see that movie, Lickety Split. I think what I want to do, though, now is I've been keeping people on hold for quite a while, and I'm sorry, we've had some amazing guests on the show today. Let's go to Don in L.A. Go ahead, Don.
Jonathan, hi. Great job filling in.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm enjoying it.
Thank you. What do you got? Go ahead.
I was nothing against that guy, Mike, that called in. I was just curious, you know. My dad sold his business to a couple of guys that fled East Germany. One of them got a crippled arm from getting shot going over the wall. So it can't be that great. I guess maybe he's talking about Germany now. But the real thing I'm interested about. I just read this in the Epoch Times. That's E-P-O-C-H, Epoch Times. It's one of the few conservative papers out there. Dr. Gorka had a nice featured article in there a couple of weeks ago. But excellent picture, good goatee. But there's a guy right there from New Zealand, Trevor Loudon. He's like an expert on communist movement.
I met him. I met him in Florida. I spoke at an event with him. He's an amazing, amazing man who knows a tremendous amount about all this stuff.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Good for you. But, you know, he was writing in an article about this Democratic Socialists of America. I don't know if Bernie belongs to it. That's the one that AOC belongs to. And he was mentioning that that's actually funded by the Rosa Luxemburg Foundation in East Germany. And, you know, Rosa Luxemburg is one of the original German communists. Mm-hmm. You know, she got killed, you know, like during the Weimar Republic. So she's like a martyr to their cause. But she's like a straight-up Bolshevik. I mean, then I think they called them Spartacists or something. But the interesting thing is that Mr. Loudon said that I believe he's still the current gentleman who's the CEO who runs it, is one of the ex-heads of the East German Stasi, the secret police.
That's pretty amazing.
Man, and they're talking about Trump getting too cozy with Putin or the Russian. It's like, gee, I'm glad you're concerned, but what about this stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like you never hear that anywhere else.
Everything they do has a backstory like that. Everything. There's not one thing that they do that does not have a backstory.
Well, thank God for guys like you and Dr. Gorka and this show and everybody like Mr. Loudon that are trying to get the word out there, because you're never going to get it on the regular media. You know?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to let you go because I got some other calls I want to get to. But listen, first of all, do you live in California or you're just passing through?
Oh, no, I lived here all my life. Born, bred, and will die here.
God bless you, brother.
I'm in no hurry.
God bless you, brother. Listen, stay strong and keep preaching the truth out there, and we appreciate your staying out there. We really do. So God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, brother. You too. Keep the faith.
You got it. Let's go to JR. This is a great point. JR in California, also in California. Go ahead.
Hey, you're doing a great job there today. I just
want
to point out a bit of hypocrisy on this whole deal with these Socialist, Democrat, communists that are having
Before you say that, let's play the soundbite that you're talking about. Let me see which one it is. It's one. Cut 13. Play that cut 13 real quick.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk.
So go ahead now, JR, with what you were going to say.
Well, I just want to point out that Bloomberg has a non-disclosure agreement, as did our president and everything, who I love to death. And the thing is, they did those non-disclosure agreements with their own money. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to point out that right now the Congress of the United States has paid out between $15 and $20 million of non-disclosure agreement money to cover the asses of some of these elected politicians that are sitting there fat and sassy in Washington, D.C. So there's quite a difference in, opinion there, because even though Bloomberg and Trump might have disclosure agreement situations, but they paid their own money to do that, and it's legal. But the taxpayers of this country shouldn't pay for disclosure agreements for these elected politicians.
And we shouldn't be – they should be taking our money into a slush fund so that they can go off and do things, and then they get their attorneys and stuff paid for, and all this whole everything gets covered up. The amount of stuff that's been covered up in Congress is mind-boggling. Also, the amount of felons that are in Congress would really blow people's minds as well. But JR, listen, God bless you too. Be safe out in California, and have a great weekend.
Give my best to Dr. Mork. I hope he heals fast. So,
thank you, my friend. Thank you very much. Let's go to, I think we got time. Let's go real quick to Tom in Atlanta. Go ahead, Tom. You got about 40 seconds.
Okay, great show. My brother's a SEAL, so I don't know if that counts.
Oh, my
tell
goodness.
Tell your lawyer friend. He was in the UDT team before
awesome.
The SEALs, but then he was also when it transferred. Okay, second point. Tell your lawyer friend the word for left in Latin, because there's a lot of Latin in legalese, is sinister. I think that's all we need to know. Okay, now my final point is let's talk about the basket of control freaks, not deplorables, the basket of control freaks.
Yeah.
You got Bernie, you got AOC, you got Salty Dogface, Mike Bloomberg, and all of those ilks, and you can load that basket up and put it on a balloon trip to somewhere worse.
Absolutely, brother. Listen, God bless you. God bless your brother. Tell him thank you for his service, and it's an honor to be a part of the same community. Yes, you nailed it right there, who these people are. We'll be right back.
Democrat, don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
Oh, see, the great thing about living in a free country is that you don't have to be drugged through a field of broken glass. You just can educate yourself on the reality of how socialism has always creeped in to these countries and the signs that they're there, the tactics, techniques, and procedures that they use, and you can identify that, and then you flee from it or you push it out. I mean, the reality is there are laws on the book that outlaw any form of government coming in here and changing this government. I don't know exactly what those laws are. I got to figure that out. But I talked to Louis Gohmert once, who was telling me these laws are already on the books. We just have to work towards them, which I'd like to see people in Congress do. You know, let me just say this real quick. You listen to if you listen to my podcast, The Experts, you're going to hear from Drago. You're going to hear that you heard today. You're going to hear from Mike Gasalli, who I'm going to see in a little bit, mayor of Montvale, New Jersey. Both guys were immigrants that came here legally from socialist countries and made something themselves. You'll also hear from Scott Uhlinger, who is a former CIA station chief and operations officer. Amazing guy. The thing about all these individuals and Derek Van Orden, who was on here a little bit ago, is that any of these individuals, we could take them and put them in Congress and they would run circles around the majority of people that are in there because they're real people with real experience. They're not 26 years old with no experience. They're not people who are, you know, related to somebody that's in politics once, so they take their seat. We, as constitutionalists, need to start pushing forward people that have experience. And let me just give a warning to the Republican Party. If you want to play these games where you pick and choose who you want up there because they will do your bidding, you will be responsible for the growth of the Democrat Party, because it's not, I hate to tell you all this, it ain't working the way you do it normally, right? It's not working. And it's time that we start putting people in Congress that have this type of experience. Those are the people that have no problem standing up and saying, you're a communist to the left. Those are the types of people that need to be up there. So I'm going to push these people to run for office because I think that they should. People push me. I don't know if I'm ready for that. But I will tell you that when, if that day ever comes, I'm going to go full speed ahead just like I did in the SEAL teams and everything else that I do. I go full speed ahead because I care and love this country. I love you. I love the freedom, and I understand the freedom we have and how fragile it is. Go check out my book, Sheep No More, The Art of Awareness and Attack Survival for the Parents, The Adventures of Team Little Bigs, a parent's book for children. It's available now out in April. You'll love it. Comes with lesson plans that you can download online. And go listen to my podcast, The Experts, wherever podcasts are available. We've got to have Gork on there. I promise you will not be let down by the people that you hear. God bless all of you. And remember, wherever you see this face or hear this voice of Jonathan Gillum, remember, the truth has arrived. We'll see you next time.